Hello, hello, hello. Here's Mylanka with another episode on Auroville Radio. And today, because it's the 21st of February, we celebrate the birthday of the mother. So I'm going to read some things from a book called The Mother's Vision. The book contains a selection of her conversations during 1929 to 31 and 1950 to 58, covering a wide range of subjects in considerable depth. The compilation was made by Georges van Frekkum. So the first one I like to share comes under the heading of Yoga and Meditation. The mother says, if you look at yourself carefully, you will see that one always carries in oneself the opposite of the virtue one has to realize. I use virtue in its widest and highest sense. You have a special aim, a special mission, a special realization which is your very own, and each one individually. He carries in himself all the obstacles necessary to make the realization perfect. Always you will see that within you, the shadow and the light are equal. You have an ability, you have also the negation of this ability. But if you discover a very black hole, a thick shadow, be sure there is somewhere in you a great light. It is up to you to know how to use the one to realize the other. Now, this is a fact very little spoken about, but one of capital importance. If you observe carefully, you will see that it is always thus with everyone. This leads us to statements which are paradoxical but absolutely true. For instance, the greatest thief can be the most honest man. The greatest liar can become the most truthful person. So do not despair if you find in yourself great weakness, for perhaps it is the sign of the greatest divine strength. Don't allow yourself to say, oh, I am like that. I can't be otherwise. It is not true. You are like that because precisely you ought to be the opposite. All your difficulties are there just that you may learn to transform them into the truth they are hiding. And once you have understood this, many worries come to an end and you become very, very happy. If one finds one has very black holes, one says, this shows I can rise very high. If the abyss is very deep, you find I can climb very high. It is the same from the universal point of view, to use the Hindu terminology so familiar to you, that it is the greatest asuras who are the greatest beings of light. And the day these asuras are converted, they will be supreme beings of the creation. Now, this is not to encourage you to be asuric, you know, but it is like that. And this will widen your minds a little and help you to free yourself from those ideas of opposing good and evil. For if you abide in that category, there's no hope. If the world was not essentially the opposite of what it has to become, there would be no hope. For the hole is so black and so deep, and the inconscience so complete, that if this were not the sign of the total consciousness, well then, there would be nothing more to do but pack up one's kit and go away. Men like Shankara, who did not see much further than the end of his nose, said that the world was not worth the trouble of living in, for it was impossible, that it was better to treat it as an illusion and go away, that there was nothing to be done with it. I tell you, on the contrary, that it is because the world is very bad, very dark, very ugly, very unconscious, full of misery and suffering, that it can become the supreme beauty, the supreme light, the supreme consciousness, and the supreme felicity. 17th February, 1951. You must believe that if you take the right attitude, it is the best that will happen to you. But if you are afraid when something unpleasant happens to you, well, then you can do nothing. You must have this confidence within you, whatever the difficulty, whatever the obstacle. Most of the time, when something unpleasant happens, you say, is it going to increase? What other accident is yet going to happen to me? And so on. But you must tell yourself, these things are not mine. They belong to the subconscious world. To be sure, I have nothing to do with them, and if they come again to seize me, I'm going to give a fight. Well, naturally, you will answer that this is easy to say, but difficult to do. But if truly you take this attitude of confidence, there is no difficulty that you will not be able to conquer. Anxiety makes the difficulty greater. Evidently, there is one difficulty. In your conscious being, something does not want the difficulty, wishes sincerely to overcome it. But there are numberless movements in other parts of your consciousness of which you are not conscious. You say, I want to be cured of that. Unfortunately, it is not sufficient to say, I want, because there are those other parts of the consciousness which hide themselves so that you may not be busy with them. And when your attention is turned away, these parts try to assert themselves. That is why I say and shall always repeat, be perfectly sincere. Do not try to deceive yourself. Do not say, I have done all that I could. For if you do not succeed, it means that you do not do all that you can. For if you truly do all that you can, you will surely succeed. If you have any defect which you want to get rid of and which still persists and you say, I have done all I could, you may be sure that you have not done all you should have done. For if you had, you would have triumphed. For the difficulties that come to you are exactly in proportion to your strength. Nothing can happen to you which does not belong to your consciousness. And all that belongs to your consciousness, you are able to master. Even the things and suggestions that come from outside can touch you only in proportion to the consent of your consciousness. And you are made to be the master of your consciousness. You are created to be the master of your consciousness. If you continue to say, I've done all that I could, and in spite of everything, the thing continues, and give up, you may be already sure that you have not done what you could. When an error persists in spite of everything, it means that something hidden in your being springs up suddenly like a jack-in-the-box and takes the helm of your life. Hence, there is only one thing to do. It is to go hunting for all the little dark corners which lie hidden in you, and if you put just a tiny spark of goodwill onto that darkness, it will yield. It will vanish. And what appeared to you impossible will become not only possible, practicable, it will have been done. You can in this way, in 1 minute, get rid of a difficulty which would have harassed you for years. I absolutely assure you of it. It depends only on one thing, that you truly, sincerely want to get rid of it. And it is the same for everyone, for everything, from physical illness up to the highest mental difficulties. One part of the consciousness says, I don't want it, but behind there hides a heap of things which say differently, or say nothing, who do not show themselves, and just want that things continue as they are, generally out of ignorance. They do not believe that it is necessary to be cured. They believe that everything is for the best in the best of worlds. As the lady with whom I had these conversations used to say, the trouble begins the very moment you want to change. That was from the 5th of February, 1951. We shall close at this point for today because I think that's enough for us to chew on, to digest. Sincerity. Bonne fête mère. Marlenka signing off for today.
This is Auroville Radio, voices from the city of Dome.